Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. My name is Father Scott Steinkirchner, and today is Tuesday of the 32nd week in Ordinary Time. I am your preacher today, coming to you from Springfield, Illinois, with a homily I'm calling Made for Eternity, Living with Death. The reading is from the Book of Wisdom. It begins this way. God created us for incorruption and made us in the image of his own eternity. But through the devil's envy, death entered the world, and those who belong to his company experience it. I want to pause right there and say this is the Judeo-Christian understanding of our lives. That God didn't make us for something better. God made us for perfection and eternity, and yet what we experience is death and corruption. Something's wrong here. Something is not right. And of course, we have the second creation story in Genesis of Adam and Eve to explain why it's not right. It's our fault. And then there's those punishments at the end, like crops no longer growing from the ground, but thistles and thorns instead. And so Adam will have to work by the sweat of his brow to eat. It shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't. But it is. So then the Book of Wisdom goes on to say, but the souls of the righteous are in the hand of God, and no torment will ever touch them. Talking about those who have died after living through the struggle, but God has something better for them. But then it goes on at the end of this reading, those who trust in him will understand truth, and the faithful will abide with him in love, because grace and mercy are upon his holy ones, and he watches over his elect. Grace and mercy. We're meant to live in perfection, and we live with death and corruption, searching for that perfection. But God gives us grace to help us back into that perfect life, to help us not only see the good part of life, but to be the good part of life. And then God gives us mercy when we fail to live up to it. And we can extend that mercy to others so that maybe together we might build our way with God's help back to the kingdom of God. God bless you in that task today.